General Aviation Fights Back, Part 3, The Rural Voters and the Entrepreneurs. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us. Today, the last of our excerpted comments from members of the Alliance for Aviation Across America from Tuesday's media teleconference. The Alliance has put together a terrific website resource that allows quickly finding data which illustrates the economic value of small airports and general aviation to communities in every state in the U.S. In further fighting the recent bashing by politicians in the media, which has unfairly stereotyped general aviation as a toy for the wealthy, several members of the Alliance spoke out. Today, we'll finish up starting with comments from Neil Ritchie, president of the League of Rural Voters, who explains why his organization is part of the Alliance for Aviation Across America.
The League's interest in this is to try and help to encourage the voice of rural America to be more present in the debates in Congress. And clearly in this time of economic upheaval, it's more important than ever that we are mindful of the tools that small business, which is the backbone of the U.S. economy, need in order to continue to grow and to basically reinvent a new sort of local and regional economy. The role that general aviation and the network of airports plays cannot be overstated. We've seen considerable decline over the years of the airports that are serviced by commercial airlines, and it's really the difference between the communities that have service and those that don't in terms of their capacity to attract business and to grow economically is significant, is well documented. Rural places have other sorts of infrastructure challenges, and adding transportation limits to it only makes the situation more difficult. So I think going forward, it's clear that small business, regional enterprises are going to be more and more a part of our economic future. And we know that small businesses rely heavily on services of general aviation to get their business done, you know, including, a fair number of media, regional media companies, as we know, trying to keep tabs on and keep working with a variety of companies and outposts of companies in regions. It requires that kind of transportation. So we think that it's key to the future. We think that it's been unfairly represented and targeted at this time some of the characterizations in the media. And we really, really appreciate that the Alliance has put the time and energy into pulling together the statistical information that's necessary. We're not here to say that, general aviation ought to have primacy, but it definitely ought to have a seat at the table and ought to be treated fairly, and it ought to be recognized for the key role that it's going to play in our country's economic future.
In a moment, we'll hear from Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, and she'll tell us why her members value general aviation. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. We're listening today to the perspectives of prominent members of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. It's hard to imagine that federal lawmakers could miss the value to the economy brought by general aviation. But recent comments by many of them suggest that's exactly what's happened. Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, is here to straighten them out.
The Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. And let me simply echo the remarks made by all the previous speakers regarding the importance of general aviation to small businesses, the entrepreneurial sector, as well as economic development and sustainability. This excellent economic impact report that has been performed by the Alliance clearly demonstrates why it is important that we protect and support general aviation, as it is a critical lifeline and a crucial resource for small businesses and the success of their operations. Small firms with such names as Dixon Architects in Virginia, Iron Design Company, Arizona, WH Industries in Texas, and Sackett Farms in New York, all depend on their small planes, allowing them to serve customers and access areas not served by commercial airlines. And such access to aircraft and general aviation airports are helping to create and save jobs, particularly in areas of the country that need this activity the most. And if you have the time to go through the details that are within the report, particularly the local spotlights, I believe you'll be struck by the many stories of how small firms and communities have come to depend on general aviation for their economic survival. For example, as manufacturing companies in Western New York were downsized, causing several scrap metal recycling companies to go out of business, the Manitoba Corporation, which is located in Lancaster, New York, decided to invest in a small plane rather than close its doors. And this investment allowed Manitoba to connect beyond its local area and save the business from closing. And there are countless stories such as this which underscore the importance of general aviation to the survival, growth, and competitiveness of small firms, and why it is so critically important for policymakers and our elected officials to fully understand this sector. General aviation and access to small aircraft and airports is essential to thousands of small firms, and in fact is not a luxury.
So what has brought us to the point where we have to fight this hard to salvage the image of an industry with such proven economic benefits to the nation? Have political campaigns based on exploiting envy brought us here? Whatever is to blame, the airline industry and some politicians find value in denigrating general aviation. GA is fortunate to have a group of individuals and organizations, many of whom are outside the industry itself, willing to speak out in our favor. Find out more about the Alliance for Aviation Across America, including the new interactive map with links to state-by-state summaries of GA's economic impact, at www.aviationacrossamerica.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.